Now, a couple of years ago on this programme, we were talking about Sinfield Road Presbyterian Church being extensively damaged in a double arson attack. That was actually July of 2016. The congregation, they had to move out. They had a variety of homes over the next 22 months or so. But they are back home. There is a special service which is about to take place, and the Reverend Alistair Bill must be excited, must be pleased, and he's available to speak to us. Reverend Alistair, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very, very good. I'm sure you're delighted. A lot of work has been done with the church, and this is a special weekend that's coming up.
Very, very much so. We have a special service this evening. Tomorrow we're having a community fun day. Tomorrow evening, contemporary worship, and then a special service on Sunday morning. So it's a celebration of all that's happened, actually, on the journey of the last 22 months. There was a huge impact of the attacks upon us, but that was balanced by the support we got from right across the community. Not just our local community, but right across the island and further afield. And also the grace of God really helped us to face forward, to show forgiveness as we put the past behind us and are looking forward to this new era. One of the things that we learned in a very practical way was that the church is not so much about the building, it is about the people. And we proved that as you said, we're in various locations for our worship and for our organisations.
I remember the church in Ballyhackamore, where my own daughter was baptised, being vandalised in a similar way with a firebomb attack. And at that time, when you're trying to come to terms with it and you're talking to the clerics who are associated with it, to the lay people, even to the congregation, you think you're never going to get over the blight upon the church when it is an attack. You eventually do, and it's very important to see the bigger picture, isn't it?
Certainly. There have been many churches of all denominations have suffered different sorts of attacks over the last number of years. There's been some in the news even the last couple of days. I think it is important to see the bigger picture, to see that God is involved even when things don't seem to be going right, and to see what he would have the people of the congregation do in terms of, certainly in our case, we've had a refocus to see that, yes, people see us as part of the community, and to refocus ourselves so that we're even more involved in the community than previously.
The Family Fun Day, that's important. The service, yes, is essential, and the rededication of the church and all those things that you do, but the Family Fun Day, to make the church part of the community, to remind people around them that the church is with them as opposed to alien to them, that is another essential ingredient of this weekend.
Absolutely. From 11 o'clock through to 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll have a whole variety of things. We've got a local primary school choir. We've got a local primary school Irish dance group. We've got the play bus. We've got bouncy castles, assault course, total wipeout, all those games. Craft, face painting. We've gardener's corner. We've got a jazz band. All these will show the flexibility of our premises. And we hope people from right across the community will come, enjoy some of the things that are happening, meet with each other. Thankfully, the weather seems to be better tomorrow than the forecast for today.
You've got all the positives. There certainly is going to be better. Reverend Alistair Bill, thanks for speaking to us this morning, and every joy with the new look church back from that arson attack from 22 months ago. Positivity as we look forward. Thanks indeed for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
The Reverend Alistair Bill there, pleased that his church is fully refurbished. And the invitation is very warm there, open to everyone if you want to be part of that fun day. It's happening tomorrow. There's a heck of a lot happening.